Hey there everyone, and welcome to The Mix. I am Caleb Graham, and today is hump day. It is Wednesday, the 16th of August, 2017. I hope that everyone has had a wonderful day, and the middle of your week has gone well. I'm getting started a little bit later tonight than usual because I decided to eat dinner before recording tonight instead of waiting till after so that I wasn't starving by the end of the show like I was yesterday. You know, I have a little fun task, speaking of hump day, for all of you for next week, because it's probably a little late to do it today, because it's the middle of the evening, but next week, you can try it next week. So, people like to say, happy hump day on Wednesday, because you know, it's the middle of the week, you're getting over that mountain, and from here on out, you're going towards the weekend. Right, so now, I want you to think about it this way. I want you to think about an animal that has a hump or humps, sometimes more than one. It's a camel, right? Okay, yes. So now my challenge for you for next Wednesday and every Wednesday from now until forever is instead of walking around saying happy hump day to everyone, I want you to walk around and tell people happy camel day and see what they do, see if they get it. And I want to hear the response, so call into the station and let me know how it goes, okay? Joining me today on The Mix to talk about some Star Wars is the wonderful Matt Ridge. Welcome, Matt. Thank you for being on.
Thanks for having me.
I said before that last night when I finished the show, I was really hungry because I hadn't eaten before I started.
Oh.
So decided to eat, and we just had a great pizza from Pizza Hut.
We did.
And it was really good. It was chicken, pineapple, barbecue sauce, cheese, bacon, stuffed crust with garlic and herb. Right? Garlic and herb, mm-hmm. Stuffed crust. Great. So, this is the question for this little Star Wars segment of The Mix today. Will we get a glimpse of the early days of the Empire in the upcoming Star Wars Han Solo standalone film? Now, today, Ron Howard, director of the upcoming Han Solo film, tweeted an image of an Imperial helmet that we have seen before in the films. It was worn by, are they pilots or control operators?
They do some kind of control on the Death Star.
Yeah, they're always, we've seen them on the Death Star. They're on the Imperial cruisers too, no?
Maybe.
Sometimes, maybe.
I'm not sure. The picture's kind of dark, so it's hard to tell.
Yeah, it's kind of tell where it is, but it's the helmet that looks like Darth Vader on the back, but it doesn't have the mask on the front, so their faces can be seen. And the caption that he put on the picture said, "The Empire looms large." So earlier today, when I found this on Twitter, I showed it to Matt, and he has a few things to say about it. So Matt, why don't you share with the world your thoughts on this photo.
Well, first, when you showed me this, you said something about people talking online about how they thought it meant the Death Star was going to be.
Yes, there was a Hollywood Reporter article that I read that said they thought that maybe the Death Star was going to make an appearance in the new movie. Go ahead.
So, my problem with the Death Star theory is that, chronologically in the films, the Death Star is kept a complete secret from the entire galaxy. The Empire makes the Death Star in secret, and the whole point of Rogue One that just came out last year was them trying to steal the plans for this super weapon that nobody knew existed. So if we're seeing the Death Star in the movie, I'm wondering how that is relevant to Han Solo, because if the film's about Han Solo had nothing to do with the Empire or the Rebellion until A New Hope, which is after Rogue One, which is after the galaxy knows about the Death Star. But not everybody knows about the Death Star, because Ben Kenobi doesn't know what it is, and neither does Luke Skywalker, but they do live in isolation on Tatooine, so I can see how they wouldn't know what that
is. And the point will be brought up is, even if we do see it, or see the early stages of it, it most likely would be just them showing it just to show it, because we see in A New Hope, episode 4, for those of you who go by the numbers, that Han Solo had never seen the Death Star either.
Mm-hmm.
Because they all see it together at the same time.
And they were building
flying
it.
Flying towards it.
They were building it in Rogue One. And my big problem with...
Well, finishing it.
My problem with the idea of Imperial involvement in Han Solo's story is that, why is it necessary? Han Solo didn't have any Imperial ties that we know of A New Hope episode 4.
And it may not be ties, it could just as well be like entanglements, as that's the way Obi-Wan refers to them before they leave Mos Eisley.
My big issue is, why do we need to include the Empire at all? I understand that, yes, the Empire existed at the time of Han Solo, but why do we need to touch on that? There's so much else happening in the galaxy. Yeah, the Empire looms over all of it, but why does it have to be a focus in the story? Why can't we see other things that happened in Han Solo's life? I want to see him meet Chewbacca. I want to see him making deals with Jabba the Hutt. You know, things like that. I don't really think that we need to see Imperial stormtroopers shooting up people in this movie. Give them a break. They're only doing it, I'm afraid that they're only including, you know, Darth Vader and the Imperials, the Empire, because it sells. Rogue One was successful because people liked that nostalgia.
All right, I'm sorry to cut you off. We have to stop for just a second.
Sure.
And we'll come right back. Okay, we're back talking Star Wars on the Mix. Do you have anything else you needed to add to the end of that before we cut off?
I don't think so. I think I've said my piece.
Okay, well, my personal thoughts on it are, it most likely, if it is what we all are thinking it may be, some sort of appearance by the Empire in the Han Solo film. I feel like it's going to be something that's very small, like a very small moment. I don't feel like it would be something that they would focus on because it is a movie about Han Solo. But we also have to think about that Lando is supposed to be in the movie too, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it could be something that's related to him as well.
True.
More than Lando. And you know, because if you think about it, by the time we get to episode 4, how much time has there been between when the Empire was formed at the end of 3 and then? It's been about 20 years or so-ish.
Ish, I guess.
So, because Princess Leia's 19. So.
Right. Okay.
Think about in 19 years, plus we don't really know Han Solo's age in episode 4 either. He's not really young. He's not as young as she is.
Right.
But, so he's been around a little bit longer. So there is no possibility that he hasn't had some sort of contretemps, whatever, with the Empire at some point, you know. There's mm-hmm. There has to have been something somewhere. Because, like I mentioned, the point I made earlier today was that, you know, he is a smuggler. He is... you know, this kind of outlaw persona. So there's no way that at no point in their history did he and Chewie have any kind of run-ins with the Empire. So I think that if there is something, it's just to kind of give the audience a glimpse of the early days of the Empire and what it was like, because it may have been a little bit more harsh. We don't know. But I think there could have been something somewhere, and maybe that's what we're gonna see.
I hope it, if that's true, I hope it is. I hope we get to see it in the very early stages. Like, I hope this is way, way before, you know, Rogue One. Mm-hmm. I hope that it's like the Empire is forming, and you know, it's, since we don't know how old Han Solo is,
right,
we don't know
yeah.
how early in the days of the Empire we're gonna be, but I would like to see.
My theory has always been that he was probably around the same age as Boba.
Okay. So
that's always been my thought process. Han Solo.
I would the Empire, seeing the Empire wouldn't be terrible, but I hope that it's small.
I doubt it would be the whole story
because
right.
there's so much other stuff that I'm sure has happened in Han Solo's life. You say he's a smuggler, what other bounty hunters has he run into?
Mm-hmm.
What other smugglers has he run into? So
well, the one thing that is for sure is that Chewbacca will be in the movie, which is great because I guess nobody really knows. I've never said it before on this podcast. Chewbacca is my favorite character in Star Wars. So I'm happy that he will be there. We've heard some rumors that we might get a glimpse of Chewbacca's wife and son. I think it's son. who are canon, so they could appear in, or they're part of the new canon somewhere. They're either in a comic or a book, something. So they could make an appearance, which would be neat to see. One of the things that is great is Ron Howard has been very public on his social media with behind the scenes stuff. He's posted several things since he took over the film about, what, a month or so ago? 2 months ago, maybe now? Since he took over as director, and we've seen videos, we've seen pictures. He posted a picture of like a wrecked speeder, and it said "Where old speeders go to die." There was another picture of him watching a camera shot on a TV.
He posted one picture. It was like food. It was like a picture of prop food.
Yeah, prop food.
It there was like a seashell.
One that was some kind of
cranberries.
Ooh, I love cranberries. Some kind of outdoor scene that had a big green screen. So that he's been showing a lot. Nothing really that gives us much until this today. So it'll be really interesting to see what plays out. This one's coming out in what? Is this 2019? Is it 2018 or 2019? Not quite sure. We'll check on that. But anyway, we would love to hear your thoughts on anything and everything Star Wars. So call into the station here on Anchor or tweet me at Caleb Graham, or you can tweet Matt as well if you would like at Matt_Ridge, RIDGE. And it's 2 T's in Matt. And we'll be back. Welcome back. In case you forgot, you're listening to The Mix. Now, I have mentioned in previous podcasts how I am currently working towards becoming a journalist. And many people can turn on the news at any point during the day these days and see that it, not in all cases, but in many cases, journalism and news and reporting and everything is a little bit different than it used to be. Or at least from my own research, it is, in my thoughts. So tomorrow I am going to spend some time talking about that here on The Mix, since it's kind of why I'm doing this podcast and what it's all about and what I'm trying to work towards as a career. And I want to ask this question before tomorrow. The question is, what do you think of the state of journalism today? Now, I'd love for you to call in on Anchor or tweet me at Caleb Graham and let me know your thoughts so that I can talk about them tomorrow on the show and play the call-ins, read the tweets, whatever, when we get ready to do The Mix tomorrow. So I'd love to hear from you. Thank you. Would you like to jump into The Mix? I am always looking for people to be involved with this podcast. I'm only in week 2, but I've already had some great participation so far, and I loved it, and I just want to continue that. I want to get more and more people involved. I love people, and I love conversation. That's part of why I use Anchor as the platform to do this podcast. And so far, I've only in a week and a half, and I've had a lot of fun with it so far, and I want to keep it going. I want it to get better. I want to continue to add more and just make it the best mix that it possibly can be. So if you're interested in being a part, let me know. Call into the station in the Anchor app. Tweet me or Instagram me at Caleb Graham. I'm on Facebook at Caleb Graham TV. Go to my website, CalebGrahamTV.com. And like I said, you can always call in to the station in the Anchor app as well and leave me a message. Speaking of, if you like what you're hearing and you want to hear more and you want to listen every day, favorite my station on the Anchor app. You can also find the podcast version of these shows on iTunes and on Google Play Music, so you can subscribe to them there and listen back as well. So that's where you can find me. Thank you so much for tuning in today, and thank you again to Matt for being here as well. And until next time, add something new to the mix. See ya.